We all know football is year-round, so we're taking a way too early peek at the divisional races within the conference for next football season on today's episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12 Podcast. Thank you so much for making this your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. All right, so today I'm taking the focus solely on football. I know I've pretty much been adding football conversations in most of the podcasts, but we all know you guys love football. I love football. We're never going to let it just fizzle out completely, right? There's always something to talk about, always something to look forward to. Today, we're actually going to focus on taking a look into the future of the season and giving some early, like, predictions, I'll say, for the divisions. And we're going to start with the Pac-12 North Division because, you know, there's a lot that went on there. It was very, very chaotic. And I feel like that's probably one of the most exciting things to look forward to going into the 2022 season. Let's just make it clear here. The North Division was so crazy. Like, there, besides, I guess Oregon would be the overall standout, right? But if we're really remembering how the season went down, Stanford beat Oregon. And then Oregon beat Washington State, but Washington State beat Oregon State, and Oregon State beat Washington, and Washington beat Cal, and Cal beat Stanford. And it's like a never-ending cycle, right? Washington State also beat Stanford, I believe, and lost to USC. That's the South. But still, like, it was so much chaos. So looking at some of these predictions of what – we can expect in the North is kind of interesting. I will say, I believe that Oregon will probably still be on top. This is going to be more than exciting for Ducks fans because they have a new coach. He's very defensive minded and has a defensive, I'll say a lot of defensive talent to work with. Noah Sewell being one of them. That right there alone is someone to be excited about. He's also going to bring in talent. And let's not forget, he is considered the national champion defensive coordinator. He did finish out with Georgia and got that, you know, natty. So Oregon, I believe, for Dan Lanning's first season, he's going into this definitely trying to make a statement and bring Oregon back to its prominence. They ended the season rough. Like, yes, they made the Pac-12 championship, but they got destroyed by Utah twice in one season. So I definitely see Oregon sitting atop of the division race in the North, but kind of surprising when it comes to second, honestly, for the rest of them. I feel like it's anybody's to grab. Washington State will probably be a favorite option. Let's not forget that they played a great season. They literally came in second in the North, almost gave Oregon a run for their money. If they were able to get that win, they would have for sure been able to shake some things up in the North. But it is what it is. They definitely had some struggles, but they have a new quarterback coming in Cam Ward, and he's for sure going to work well with the new offensive coordinator because it was his coach. And then for all of you that, you know, are hurting with the thought that Jaden Delora transferred to Arizona, he probably saw that that was just going to be a better option for him to actually play. So for sure, looking forward to seeing what the Cougars are able to do. You already know how I feel about the Cougars. I'm hoping we see some success from them again. It's great seeing them play well versus what I've seen in the past, trust me. So UW, they're pretty interesting, okay? This past season, we expected them to be in competition with Oregon. They were supposed to be the ones at the top. They had all the talent there, but they just weren't able to put it together this season, and it was very, very rough. I will say that there's going to be a new coach there, Kalen DeBoer from Fresno, and He definitely is coming in with the mindset of like, got to turn things around for the Huskies. They're just better than what they played last season. And so I already know that like we can expect a better play from them. Definitely have a young quarterback to work with. The secondary has been a big strength, but they're gonna have to fill in some spots there. And I think a lot of this is going to depend on what happens with, the transfer portal, the offseason, the things that DeBoer comes in and does to turn some things around there for them. But I will say I put them third on this list, but I may actually switch it and give it to Oregon State because Oregon State was a wow factor in the North this season. They definitely shook some things up. Coach Jonathan Smith did phenomenal with the run game. That was literally the soul and heart of that team. But Chance Nolan at quarterback, I'm not 100% sure that is the person that they need to be leading. They're losing some major key players on the offensive line and Nathan Eldridge. And so I don't know if they'll be able to, turn things around. They do have a new defensive coordinator in Trent Bray. And so we'll see what they can do. We'll see what they can do. I do think they're still the sneaky team, the one that, most likely to upset, like we named them last season, most likely to shake things up in the North for sure. Coming up next, we will break down the following two to come on the list and figure out if they'll actually be anything to look forward to next season. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good, you'll actually want to eat it, unlike other protein bars. The best part about it is Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and come in so many different flavors, from coconut almond to peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream. The list goes on. And there's even some limited time flavors from time to time. Now, obviously, it tastes good because that's why I'm pushing it, but it's healthy for you too. Tastes like a candy bar without the candy bar guilt, okay? Low in calories, low in sugar, low in carbs, and high in protein. This for sure is the protein bar that you'll want to be eating to put you through your New Year's resolution. So go to built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at built.com. Thanks for making Locked On Pac-12 Podcast your first listen every day. We are free and available on all platforms. All right, coming back to round out this North Division race and move on over to start talking about the South. Coming in fifth and sixth will be a tie between Cal and Stanford. Now, here's the thing. I wholeheartedly believe Stanford could climb the rankings of this of what I've listed so far. This is just early rankings, but Stanford did not live up to their play last season, live up to their name. Their play was very underwhelming. And I will say this would probably be an ideal thought process of thinking that they'll have a bounce back season, right? They have a strong culture of winning and being successful and producing athletes that have success. We usually see Stanford players in the league, especially those O linemen, quarterbacks, even some running backs, And so they're usually a top recruiting class. And based off the early signing period, they did have a top recruiting class. So while I'm ranking them low in the fifth, sixth position right now, situationally, we know Stanford is capable of more and better, especially under that head coach. So I will say this, there's optimism for Stanford, but based off what we saw last year, but David Shaw, he's coached some top talent and he is for sure one of the top coaches in the nation. So it'll be interesting to see how they bounce back in this new season. And then you have Cal, who just re-signed Justin Wilcox to an extension. I think he's going to be at Cal, or he signed to be at Cal for another 6 years through 2027. And, you know, Cal, I feel like, is one of those teams that's just comfortable. Like, they've been in the same murky position, not doing too much, not doing too little. This past season was underwhelming. Again, another underwhelming team to watch. They were the sole team to lose to Arizona. And not to say that Arizona wasn't good, but they weren't good at closing out games. They were playing really well against teams like Washington and Oregon, giving them runs for their money, but not being able to close out the game. And so knowing that Cal was the only team to lose to them, and they failed to really, they didn't score, Cal didn't score a touchdown in that game. It's interesting to think how they'll be moving forward. I'm sure in the offseason there will be a lot of work. The plus side is that they do have their coach returning, and that's someone they trust clearly. So we will see what Cal comes, you know, comes with this next season. But the North, I don't think, will be as much of a fight as the South will be putting up. And that's where we're shifting gears to now, because the South is going to be a battle for sure. The talent there is immensely larger than it is in the North. Let's kick things off. I think coming in number one, it's fair to say the way Utah finished last season, you could only think in your mind that they're going to come back even stronger. They have a lot of returning talent, and other teams are lacking in places that they, you know, are really standing strong. Utah's going to lose some major players like receiver Britton Covey and linebacker Devin Lloyd, who was amazing for them, phenomenal. But the offense will be returning quarterback Cam Rising, tailback Tavion Thomas, and tight end Brant Keithy. I forgot how to say that. But their defense, yeah, they're solid. They'll have playmakers in cornerback Clark Phillips III and safety Cole Bishop. And I think, if anything, the confidence level after coming and playing in the Rose Bowl, it just – knowing what they accomplished that whole season, I truly believe they're going to come back ready for more, ready to get back to the Rose Bowl and actually come out with a win next season. But USC is not going to let them get that easily, okay? USC, in this moment, can come off kind of mediocre because they're in a rebuilding stage. They have a new coach in Lincoln Riley. They're obtaining new talent to try to build up this team, and they're losing talent in the meantime. But if things go as well as I'm sure that Lincoln Riley's hoping, and, you know, the transfer portal in the offseason, we will definitely see a team ready to compete and give Utah a run for their money in that title, okay? I'm sure with all the rumors swirling around the quarterback situation at USC, we know that Lincoln Riley's probably hoping that he can pull in Oklahoma's Caleb Williams, but they just had Mario Williams, receiver from Oklahoma, sign or commit to USC. Same thing with Brendan Rice from Colorado, both great pass catchers to add to that to that wide receiver core. And I kind of talked about it a little bit with Brian Brown yesterday, so you can definitely check out that episode to get a little more in depth about it. Here's my thing. If USC plays like the USC team that we know them to be, super competitive, one of the best, we're going to see a brawl within the fight in the South. But don't get me wrong, there's still some other teams ready to compete and ready to fight for that title. We'll get into that coming up next. This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours, but on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. So for the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/locked. Head to netsuite.com/locked for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/locked. Okay, so rounding out these South rankings and the South divisional race, I almost feel like it's kind of wrong to rank them because it is so early. We still are seeing moves being made in the conference. So I'm kind of just giving some updates of who I think will be the most competitive. And in that mix will for sure be UCLA. They are returning DTR, which is probably going to be one of their biggest advantages over all the teams in the Pac-12. DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, is one of the most experienced quarterbacks in the nation at this point. He started 32 games, and he just has that chemistry already with UCLA's offense, right? He's already considered a leader there. And he did so well last season. Granted, there were some hiccups still, some injury issues. And I mean, his passing rating isn't the best, but I do think that experience and chemistry make a world of difference with the team. So that is something to look forward to for sure when it comes to UCLA. I also think that returning their running backs, escaping my mind right now, but you know the transfer that made all the noise this season. Zach Charbonne. That's going to be a major difference for UCLA too. So I do think that if UCLA comes out swinging like they did last season and ready to fight, ready to really play, if they can keep that up and sustain it throughout the season, we're going to see a real dogfight in the South. Now, Arizona typically would have been on the last on this list, but they're already making some major moves in this offseason to improve. We didn't see a terrible Arizona team last season. We just saw a team that couldn't close. And so with that, they're already making changes, and one of their changes is in that quarterback position. We know that they struggled hard with the quarterback last season. Hard, okay? Well, this season, they already have acquired, or for the next season, they've already acquired Jaden Delora from Washington State, which hurt my heart, but Jaden was great at Washington State. Definitely will thrive in that Arizona offense. And then Arizona was one of the top listed when it came to the recruiting class for the early signing period. So I'll just say this, you can definitely expect Arizona to put up a fight more than they did last season and probably shock some people. Now, ASU is still waiting for those sanctions from the NCAA. And so I do not know how that's going to affect them this season. They do have Jaden Daniels returning. And I think at this point, it's kind of up in the air who else might be possibly trying to compete with Jaden Daniels for that job. But at the end of the day, they are losing some top players in Chase Lucas. I want to say Jack Jones too. And then they're having some, their running backs, Chip Traynham is transferring, I believe. And then you have, there's the other one with the major name, and I hate that I'm forgetting this. Richie and Connor are probably going to kill me for forgetting names right now. But either way, top running backs leaving the program. They're going to have to Rashad White is entering the draft. And then they're going to have to rely on Daniel Nagata. And so we're going to see how they do, considering everything looming over them. But they're not a favorite like they were last season going into the season. They're not a favorite this year, at least in my opinion. And then at the end of that is Colorado. And I think that Colorado is in a space of really having to rebuild. I don't know. It's rough. I don't know if I don't know if they're going to really be able to compete. I don't know. It was a tough season for them last season. It was a disappointing second season for Coach Carl Durrell, who, you know, he was Pac-12 Coach of the Year in 2020. And then last season just kind of dropped the ball. And at this point, he's lost, you know, Jarek Broussard, Brendan Rice, and now, you know, it's not clear about the quarterback situation. So it's going to be rough, but I am in the optimism thought of you never know what's going to happen any given Saturday. And this is what the offseason is for, to get all of that together, to change people's minds, to prove people wrong. But this is the preparation time. So we'll be keeping an eye out to see what Colorado does in this offseason, who they acquire, and just to see if they'll be able to actually be a competitor in the South this season. So, yeah, that is going to be a wrap for the – I guess it started off as a ranking, an impossible early ranking. Ended up being more of a quick breakdown of things that, you know, these teams need to work on and where they messed up and last season and the struggles that they're facing going into the next season. We will for sure be continuing to keep you updated as things happen with football, but we're for sure going to keep you updated with basketball as well. So keep making Locked On Pac-12 Podcast your first listen every day. Like I said, free and available on all platforms. We'll be talking with Connor Drios tomorrow for the Sun Devils, Locked On Sun Devils, or Friday, sorry, Locked On Sun Devils, and then I'll be giving you some midseason rankings for basketball. There's a lot more coming this week, so make sure you guys continue to listen. Now make your second listen, Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. Follow Locked On Pac-12 Podcast on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12. Make sure you listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And go ahead and like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. Continue to stay Locked On Pac-12 on the Locked On Network.